Reforming America's Marijuana Prohibition Laws takes education, lobbying, and voting. From Washington, D.C. to your state capitol to your city hall, marijuana law reform involves all levels of civic life. Learn how you can make your impact with elected officials as we take a look at our government at work.
All right, everybody, welcome back to our continuing coverage of Marijuana Election Night 2016. Joining us on the telephone, we've got Steve Fox from VS Strategies joining us. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Great to be here again.
The election this year is just monumental as far as the unprecedented number of initiatives that are on the ballot. Looking forward to this, whether they pass or not, what do you think the impact will be on the future of marijuana reform as far as more initiatives or how they might be structured?
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty significant. I think we can pretty much assume that California is going to pass. And that, obviously, given the size of the state, is huge in and of itself. And then we expect that 2, 3, hopefully 4 others will pass, but probably at least 2 others will pass. And then we'll have the medical marijuana states as well. So we really expect to see some significant momentum and really have Congress take things more seriously after this election.
These states that are pioneering in legalization are states that began as medical marijuana states, and that's largely because they were initiative states. And they had the ability to do this and bypass their legislatures. But do you think a significant victory on election night, if we were to pass in all 5 states, might prompt some of these state legislatures to try to pass their own legalization, especially in the initiative states, to try to undercut what reformers might try?
Yeah, definitely. I think in both cases, I mean, Ohio, I think, was an example of a state where the legislature did take action in order to beat advocates to the ballot. So I think you'll be seeing a lot more of that. I mean, you'll also have a situation where 20% of the United States, or 20% of the population in the United States is living in a state where marijuana is legal. And there's just going to be pressure for it to spread to other states. I would think if Maine and Massachusetts pass, there'll be pressure in Rhode Island, maybe Vermont to move things forward. But it could really start happening in states that we're not even thinking about.
As we move forward in the states, we're also looking to pressure the federal government for some relief. There's the CARES Act. There's many folks working on the banking and the IRS 280E issues. Looking at the presidential race, do you see any of the candidates there that are going to be beneficial in this, or more like Obama and just kind of sit back and let it happen? What's your forecast as far as the Oval Office goes?
Sure. Yeah, I would expect if Hillary ends up winning, that it will probably be more of the same in terms of the Obama policy of allowing states to move forward and not have that be a federal priority if folks are complying with state law. And then it will just be a matter of whether Congress eventually passes legislation that I assume she would sign if Congress did. In terms of Donald Trump, it's hard to predict where things might go there. I mean, you've obviously are aware of what Chris Christie has said along the way, and he obviously would be a big player in the Trump administration. So we would have to see how that goes. I mean, it's still maybe too much to put, you know, back in the toothpaste tube, as they say, but still there'd be more uncertainty under a Trump presidency.
The Congress has a lot to do with this as well. We mentioned those CARES Acts and other acts in the Congress. What do you see happening in the election as far as the balance of power in the Senate or in the House that could aid or restrict our movement in reform?
Well, I think if the Democrats are able to take over the Senate, that would certainly be beneficial. Would only be one chamber, assuming the Republicans maintain control of the House. But even having control of one chamber will be significant. You'll have someone like Senator Wyden from Oregon who would be chair of the Senate Finance Committee and would be able to work on the 280E issue. You'd be able to have someone like Bernie Sanders as chair of the Senate Budget Committee and hold hearings on what type of revenue the federal government could receive from making marijuana legal across the board. You'd have Senator Leahy in charge of judiciary in terms of oversight and so on. So really, it would be a significant difference to have the Democrats take over.
As we look at the progress of legalization in 2012, we had a couple states that passed and had restrictions like Washington's no home grow per se DUID. The next states that passed in 2014, Oregon, Alaska, didn't include those restrictions, got better in some ways. And these next five states that are voting have significant improvements, as if they've learned their lesson from the first four states. So as the next few states start to put their initiatives together or the legislatures put their laws together, do you see them getting more liberal, becoming more expansive and open? Or maybe are we settling in this area where one plant or 1 ounce and six plants is going to be kind of a standard?
That's a good question. It's an interesting phenomenon because you do talk about how it's become a bit more liberal, and there may be some exceptions to that, Nevada being one example where home grow is limited there. But, you know, as we do move forward, you know, it's the lowest hanging fruit first that are these first nine states, or, you know, 10 if we include D.C. having legal marijuana. But going beyond that, they become more challenging. So you may have to keep things the same and not push the envelope further with the hope of winning. And again, you're also, or not again, but 2018, in theory, a more challenging election. And as you well know, that was something we were saying about Oregon in 2014, and it turned out that worked out well. So who knows whether this off-year election does indeed make a difference. But anyway, there are all kinds of factors in play, and I don't know that the envelope will be pushed too much before 2020.
All right. Well, Steve Fox with VS Strategies, working here to help reform our marijuana law, has been doing this for a long, long time. Just on a personal level, how does this feel, seeing all this success? We got Gallup polls up to 60%. You've been doing this a long time. What's it like on a personal level?
It's great to see. I mean, you certainly get caught up in the day-to-day of all the work, but to take a step back and see where we are, as you know, really, Colorado was where I put a lot of my time and effort, starting in 2005, working with Mason Tverd and Brian Pacente and so on. To see where Colorado, how far Colorado has come, is immensely satisfying. And now we're just trying to expand things beyond.
Oh, well, you're doing great work, Steve. We appreciate it all. And thanks so much for joining us here on our program.
My pleasure, Russ.